we're moving from an end of year to having employers do submit their, once you making a payment, you also submit your contribution documentation with that payment. In the past, you used the C2 and you just told us the number of employees that would have worked in the previous month, the total level of wage and or salary, and you apply that with the percentage and then you pay in accordance with the ceiling and make that payable to the National Insurance. But when that was in place, any concerns as it relates to benefit, then we have to get back to the employer to say, hey, look, a claim came in for one of your employees, because they would only give us the summary, total number of employees, total level of wage and salary, and what is due to us. And so we are now changing that. The first thing that we have done is that we are taking on a lot more of the responsibility to the creation of the e-submit. And so the e-submit is the electronic system where employers go use the web, they register, they'll have all of the accountability mechanism checked out for data quality and our security of our system by our staff, and they do all of the authentication. Then we will populate the employer's record with the last known number of employees, and the employers will then go there, check, make sure that everything is at no one left, level of wage and or salary is correct. Once that is so, everything is programmed in the system. He prints this single sheet and he brings that with the check. So if there are changes, then he will make the changes. He will update that and we will then see that back at our office, all of those changes.